I don't know if you ever argue with your partner, with your roommates, with your mother, or whoever you are living with. Yes, maybe. Well, I'm sure you noticed that what you argue about is never really the reason for the argument, right? Couples don't break up because one of them did not empty the dishwasher. It seems there's always something bigger, something unacknowledged that is overshadowing the apparent topic of the argument, right? So why is this interesting?
I was patrolling the pachinko, new noodle model parlor in the nefarious zone, hanging out with insects, underducting. The CIA was on the phone. Well,
you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. So yeah, why is this interesting? Well, here I want to draw a parallel with what's going on at the collective level, with social and environmental campaigning, for instance. I feel we tend to get really excited about what the media or our friends and colleagues put in front of us right now, the story of the day, the campaign of the moment, which impulsively triggers a reactive approach. Looking for the guilty one, looking for the cheap and easy conclusion, before we even give ourselves the chance to truly reflect on the question, before any proper, grounded reasoning can happen. In other words, we automatically want to quickly reach a conclusion about what needs to change. Here's the thing, we are missing out on a cosmic key here. The key to many of our challenges, if not all. That key that can dramatically improve the situation, that key that creates true healing and long-lasting change, can be found only once we manage to take perspective. When we commit to standing back from the immediacy of experience, we can make the necessary adjustments in a heartbeat. I was recently reminded that the defining features of the human condition can all be traced to this ability to stand back from the world, from ourselves, and from the immediacy of experience. It allows us to make plans, to be agile in our thinking, instead of passively responding to the world around us. And this is a serious cosmic power that differentiates us from other animals. So here's my question to you. Are we actually using this superpower? Are we actually standing back from ourselves, from the world around us, from the immediacy of experience? And how does this apply to the dishwasher argument, for instance? Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at hello@cosmic.show via email, or via social media on Instagram, cosmic.show, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. The art piece I'm featuring today is a sculpture by Josh Kais called Migratory Soul. I don't know why it helped me clarify a few things. So happy exploring.
Checkmate, baby.